Certain businesses across Wisconsin are preparing for an uptick in customers. The AAA projects this will be the busiest year-end holiday travel season on record. WUWM's Marty Michelson inquired about the reasons. Nearly 100 million Americans are expected to journey more than 50 miles from home between now and the start of the new year. In Wisconsin, the projection is that nearly 2 million people will journey, a 4% increase over last year. Nick Jarmuz is spokesman for the state branch of the AAA. He says it considered several factors.
People have the financial security, or at least feel they have the financial security, to spend the money to make a trip like this. And that's being driven primarily by the decreasing unemployment rate and the rise in disposable income, partially attributable to the lower gas prices that we're seeing.
Deanne Kidd expects more people to walk through the door of her restaurant, The Thirsty Whale in Minocqua.
I believe so. I think people have, you know, that just that little bit extra expendable cash on them. I think the whole economy in a whole is looking good right now. So I think people are more comfortable traveling. You know, the weather's a big factor, gas prices are a big factor, so I think everything's just looking really positive for the holiday season.
Kidd says business took a dive during last year's holiday season when the weather was bitterly cold and gas prices were high. This year, she plans to schedule staff to cover additional hours during the holidays. Some people from southeastern Wisconsin may travel north during the holidays, and some who stay home may entertain traveling guests. It all helps the state economy, according to Lisa Marshall. She works for the Wisconsin Department of Tourism.
It benefits the hotels where people stay overnight while they're visiting family and friends, attractions in the area when, you know, you have people visiting, you might take them to see the different places in your community, restaurants, retail, you name it. You know, having travelers in our communities definitely provides an economic boost.
In addition to some people feeling they can afford to travel this holiday season, the calendar also helps. The Wisconsin AAA's Nick Jarmuz says both Christmas and New Year's fall on Thursdays, making for a couple of long weekends.
Anytime that the holiday falls on a Thursday for both Christmas and New Year's, that adds a full weekend to the holiday travel picture or holiday window for travel, allowing more people to fit travel into their schedule.
As for air travel, officials at Mitchell International Airport project an 11% increase in passengers over last year. Spokeswoman Pat Rowe says the heaviest traffic will be seen on December 26th. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.